Oh, crap.
The moment when it hits the fan. I'm Meredith Hartley.
I'm Frank Hutchison.
And you're listening to Oh Crap, the Crisis Management Podcast, helping you survive your Oh Crap moments in business and in life. Brought to you by Me Squared. You can learn more at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. Okay, so your question is, what do I mean when I say we overemphasize tools and that's impeding innovation and quality? Let me give an example. So when we talk about quality tools, we're usually talking about Ishikawa diagrams and control charts and Pareto analysis and the ways we apply quality in our contexts, right? Well, I spent 3 years in physical therapy after some horrific health challenges. I had major surgery 3 times in less than a year. I was on bed rest for most of that time, and my muscles, my joints, everything just fell apart. I could barely walk. So what happens when you go to physical therapy? I mean, you basically walk in and say, ow, this hurts. And I'd say like, oh, my lower back hurts, or my upper back hurts. And they would get my history, and then they'd start poking around. And I'll tell you, every time I walked in saying, ow, my lower back hurts, it was never my lower back that was the problem. The real problem was that I clenched my jaw in my sleep from all the stress of the medical issues, and that pulled on the muscles here in my neck, which then pulled on the muscles in my back and shortened them, and that was actually pulling on the muscles in my lower back, which was yanking my hip out of whack, and all of that was pinching my sciatic nerve, which is why my lower back hurt, because I clenched my jaw. Which sounds ridiculous, but I'm telling you, I could walk in with any complaint, and in a moment, my physical therapist could poke around and tell me what the real cause was. And not only that, he could readjust things so that in the moment, I experienced less pain, but then he also gave me exercises to ensure that I would strengthen the root cause of the problem. It was corrective action for that weakness. He gave me corrective action. And in the meantime, I would come in regularly and they would give me support. So as that knee got stronger, as I stopped clenching my jaw, whatever was really causing the problem, I was still stabilized. And we got closer and closer until suddenly I could, with consistency, have the strength to not have that problem anymore, until that strength was consistent again. And I wasn't hurting myself anymore. And the thing is, I spent 3 years in physical therapy. They did this with basically every joint, every system in my body, because everyone was affected. And when I first walked in, it didn't just hurt in one place, it hurt everywhere. And they had to identify the largest cause of pain and tackle that first, because I knew that would alleviate the majority of symptoms, and then work systematically through everything else. So in the course of my physical therapy, without using a single chart, without a single calculation, without knowing a single statistical formula, my physical therapist was doing Pareto analysis. My physical therapist was a walking Ishikawa diagram. They were doing root cause analysis in an instinctive, instant way. Now, I'll tell you, my brother-in-law is an amazing physical therapist, and there's not a single Ishikawa diagram anywhere in his physical therapy curriculum that he went through. They don't use them. Their tool for root cause analysis is the human body. When they are understanding a system, I mean, their process chart is a physiology chart. It is a diagram of the skeleton, a muscle diagram, tendons. That is their flow chart. That's where they figure out where the pain is. And so they didn't need to consult charts, because I was the chart, because the chart was in their brain, because they could feel and touch it. And in a moment, they could work through those systems and processes of the body to identify what was causing my problem. And if they were multiple ones, in the moment, they could test with stretches, with exercises, to determine what was really causing my pain and sort through multiple options. Now, I could say, oh yes, they are using root cause analysis, and hey, we can draw that all in an Ishikawa diagram. Well, guess what? An Ishikawa diagram isn't going to help a physical therapist. It's going to help me understand what they're doing. But physical therapists don't need Ishikawa diagrams. That's not going to help them, because it doesn't make sense to stop and consult that in the moment, and honestly, there'd be too many for them. So their training system has a process in it that internalizes root cause analysis. What you're really training people to do is, in the moment, do that for human bodies. So it's not that a physical therapist is a walking Ishikawa diagram, even though I just called them that. It's that both a manufacturing specialist or an engineer and a physical therapist are both practicing root cause analysis. Really, what they're really doing is learning cause and effect, using cause and effect to solve problems. And the tools that most manufacturing engineers use to communicate about that is Ishikawa diagram. And then they prioritize that using a Pareto analysis. That's how manufacturing, statistics, engineering applies and manages the information for root cause analysis. But in physical therapy, they use the human body. They use their hands-on experience training and analyzing things and adapting in the moment. That is how they apply those. And it's not that we need to teach them about Ishikawa diagrams or about Pareto analysis. It's that we need to recognize that the same principle is being applied, described, and improved in a different manner than ours. And honestly, their manner is just as valid as ours, because there are millions of physical therapists in this world, and they're all able to do this, which means that without the tools that we use in manufacturing, they've created a process that can produce that degree of consistency, that can still improve people's processes and systems and improve their root cause analysis. And instead of saying that we need to take quality of the healthcare industry, we need to understand what language, what processes has the healthcare industry used successfully. And let's build on those strengths. Let's understand their strengths. Let's respect what those people have developed in that industry. And that's where we're really falling apart, is that we have kind of put our tools on a pedestal because they're so meaningful for us. I mean, the first time you understand a control chart and you realize how much information there is, past and present and capability, how it's all there in one place, that is exciting because you realize it's going to make your life easier. Well, we need to recognize that there are different tools that look nothing like ours, but are still tools for that concept, and that maybe we could innovate better if, instead of us trying to adapt our quality tools for other industries, we figured out what tools they're already using and how we could adapt those for ours as well. Because let me tell you, if I could get engineers who could react to problems and solve them with the degree of efficiency and quickness and analysis that a physical therapist does, I know a lot of people who would pay good money for that. But we're not doing that because we don't recognize it when we see it, because we're not using the same language, we're not using the same terms. And until we as a quality industry recognize that and take responsibility for that, our innovation is going to be stunted. We're not going to get another great quality guru until there are enough people who both recognize that and are willing to listen and adapt to it. And most importantly, learn from it. So that's what I mean when I say we overemphasize tools, is that we overemphasize our tools to the exclusion of even recognizing other people's tools. Hi, everyone. It's Meredith. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, you can get more crisis management and prevention tips and strategies for free at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for ME2 space solutions and you should find our profile. You can also find me on Twitter under my handle, The Quality Girl. Thanks for listening.
Copyright
2014
by Hutchison Solutions LLC. All rights reserved. But now, seriously, folks, no part of this podcast may be reproduced in whole or part without our permission. But we'll be happy to give it to you. Just fire us an email, which you can find on our website. Thank you.